So I know it's been a long season for everyone, but I don't think it's really. I think you and John, we have the longest season this year.
Yeah, you could say that for everyone.
Yeah, but how's it been for you this year? Just not, you know, as a committee member, and also to see your boys playing.
Oh, look, I think firstly as a committee member, I think the club's just been tremendous. You know, I think the support of everyone on the committee. We all have got our roles, and we work very well together. And I think it has been a long season, but the input of Johnny Edwards into the club and Maddie Kemp as the American import, I think has given a bit of enthusiasm to everyone. And I think we've had it's a long season, but a great season.
Yeah. And how much difference has John and Matt made this year?
I think personally, as an onlooker, I think professionally, John's has instilled a lot more professionalism in the boys' attitude. He does expect a lot.
Yeah.
And you saw that right from the pre-season with the weight program that he instilled in the boys. And they were all very enthusiastic about it because it's something that we've never tried before. And I think that was a great incentive by him.
Yeah.
I think he's fitted in very well. He's quite intense as a character, but I think he's mellowed a bit and become more the Fitzroy way.
Yeah.
You enjoy your baseball as well as be professional. And I think Maddie's just fitted in very well. He's a very mature, professional young man that takes his baseball quite seriously, but is very, very friendly, and I think he's fitted in extremely well.
Yeah. And so seeing Tony Smenny's place in the ones, and Danny, sort of almost there.
Yeah, well, Tone probably after Christmas has really consolidated left field and probably had his best batting season for a long time, which is great for him. Finds it a bit hard with his profession, with his shift work, not being able to get to training all the time, but it's good to see him playing good baseball, and Danny's time will come. He's only 21 and he'll get bigger and stronger, and one day we'll see him as a regular first player as well.
Yeah. And does baseball go back in your family?
No, not really. I mean, John and I went to school together, so probably from about 20, I've been a regular Fitzroy follower.
Yeah.
Played a lot of softball myself from about 14 at Waverley, so I knew a lot about the game and always had a love for both softball and baseball.
Oh, yeah. And did you and John meet around Fitzroy somewhere?
No, we met at school, primary school together.
Oh, yeah, primary school.
Yeah. I deserve a medal.
Is there anything else you wanted to say? What about Division 1 next year?
Look, it's not going to be easy, but it's what we've all strived for over the last few years. And I certainly think the boys are all getting into that age where they're getting a bit bigger and stronger and believe in themselves, so there's no reason why. Now, Upway's done reasonably well, Doncaster have done well, and I don't think they're that much better than us, so I think we can do, as long as we can hold our head up and win 5 or 6 games, we'll do well.
Yeah, and what was the other thing I was going to say? Like, sensitive topic, I know. The breach of playing conditions by Melbourne in the third game of the semis.
Yeah.
How did that? Wayne, what's the feeling with that? What's your feeling with that?
I think when the boys came back, because I actually scored the second's grand final, so I wasn't at the first game on the Sunday, and when they came back and John mentioned it to me, I had mixed feelings because it's sort of a bit of an empty way feeling of winning by default.
Yeah.
But I'm a big believer that rules are in place for everyone, and they're well and truly aware of the rules just like everyone else is, and you have to abide by the rules. And it really wasn't anything other than us protesting. And then it's up to the VBA to make the decision, and they made, I think, the correct decision. It's harsh, it's a harsh penalty, but it has been done before in winter clubs, and everyone knows the rules.
Yeah.
So bad luck to Melbourne, but...
Yeah. And what about the fact that we won the first game, and if we hadn't won the first game, then it wouldn't have mattered anyway. I mean, is that... Is that the way, is anyone taking that approach? You know, we won the first game in that series. So if we hadn't have done that, then the protest wouldn't have amounted to much anyway. So
Yeah, I haven't thought of it that way, but that's quite true.
Yeah.
Quite true.
Yeah, so in a way we did earn it. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, we'd beaten Melbourne twice throughout the year relatively easily. And yet, to Melbourne's credit, they played a terrific final series. And to bounce back after that defeat midweek showed a lot of... I mean, they've got a great future, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no worries. Is there anything else you want to add, Kaz?
Oh, I'd just like to say to everyone that went to the ball, I think the 120th was a lot of work for the committee and everyone, but I just think it was a real milestone for the season, and I think it was a fantastic night, and hopefully we can all be around for the 125th. Thank you. Thanks, Cam.